Oh, man. Wes, we're doing it again. We're doing it again.
We're doing another Rack and Stack,
baby. You know, it almost don't get any better than that, does it? I put Rack and Stack on my phone now, and it's just, it's. I share it with the Dixie chick sometimes. She goes, again? I says, yeah, because I do it. I love and love what I do. So, yes, I'm racking and stacking another, right?
That's right. Well, you know, they're so nice because even though we love talking to our interviews and our guests live, you know, there's a certain freedom to not having to worry about, you know, something happening or, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, yesterday Facebook went down.
Right.
Know? So, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. So this way it's in the can and we, you know, we get to have a little bit of freedom on Fridays.
We do, and it's good, and it's easier for it's really easier to book some of our amazing guests because you know they might not always be able to make Friday at 3 p.m.
Right,
where like, but if you can give them options, which is what we do, and with that said, you know, anybody watching or listening, I think we're booked right now with drops into early February, but we'll be starting to do some recording in January and early February for into the rest of the year. So not that we don't have a list, which we do, of fine folks that would like to come on. Matter of fact, I just had somebody call me today, a repeat guest, and wanted to know if he could come back on. So I told him, well, you screwed up good enough the first time. I guess we need to give you a chance to fix it, right? But no, it's but you know, we love to have people that want to talk about building wins, right?
We do, and this week we actually have a return guest, Vicki O'Neill, that's going to be coming. And you know, we always tell people that they either made a mistake or we liked them so much that we want to have them back. She's definitely in that category. But today we
today.
Get to have not only a new guest, but we get to have somebody that not only is awesome, but they designed your website.
They did. And so we're going to talk about that and other things. And I'll say it now before Josiah is on, so he has a couple minutes to settle down. If you love my website, iBuyFromRady.com, because if you don't, you should. And why wouldn't you, right? but they're my webmaster. They designed a website. Anything changes and updates, and if it looks beautiful, it's because of what they did. If it doesn't, it's because of what they did. So there we are. Anyway, with that said, let's go get my brother on. What do you think?
I think Josiah needs to come on.
I think so. Let's go. Let's do it.
Welcome to Building Wins Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer-director Wes Wyatt.
Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins.
Now, let's get to the show.
What is up, Brother Josiah? What's going on, buddy?
Oh, staying busy, man. Not as busy as you, probably, but I'm staying busy.
Well, I there's a difference between busy and doing something important. I like to pretend that. I say busy, I like to pretend it's important, but, you know, it is. It's been a busy year, and I find myself probably busier than somebody at my slightly senior age. Senior age? That don't sound right. A senior age. I still don't ask coffee at McDonald's for the senior price because I have some vanity. So I just won't do it. Well, I'll pay the extra. I just can't do it. I can't do it. Yes, I'd like a senior coffee. Nah, I'll just pay the extra 20 cents just for my vanity sake. Right. But no, I stay pretty busy. But you know what? That's okay. That's what I love to do. But I know you guys are too, because and we're going to talk about that as we get rolling here. But you got all kinds of businesses you're involved with and a lot of stuff on the personal side. So before we get started, tell us who in the world is not in the Waldo, because we know where Waldo is. We want to know not where in the world is Waldo. We want to know who in the world is Josiah Martin.
Oh, in a lot of respects, I suppose nobody of consequence.
We are to me.
Well, I appreciate that. I've been blessed to work with a lot of good people over the years. You know, started Crossbridge Marketing and really just had it in mind to help good businesses grow. It's probably a terrible marketing cliche to throw out, but it's the reality of it. That's what we're about. It's who we are. And so I started out just because I wanted to help some good people that I knew in business that were honest guys and gals, that were struggling in marketing. And marketing gets a terrible rap. The industry gets a terrible rap, and that's, it's not unearned, right? There are a ton of fly-by-night individuals that are out there, and it's really tough to get somebody who is going to care as much about your business as you do, and work to serve you well. And I wanted to do that. And for me, my faith is integrated in just about everything that I do, every area of my life, and my businesses are no exception to that. So I wanted to be able to reflect Christ well in the work that we do. And so I started out with just me, bootstrapped the company, did it from my home office, and we just kind of grew it from there. God blessed. And just one client turned into two, turned into three, turned into four. Today, we've got more than 2,300 across about 8 states that we work with on a yearly basis in some form or fashion through one of the businesses that are within the family. And, you know, we're privileged and we're blessed. On the personal side, got an amazing wife, got a wonderful couple of kids that drive me absolutely insane and keep me very, very much on my toes. And my wife does a great job at tolerating me and even loving me on occasion. And so I'm pretty thrilled with that. She's got a high pain threshold living with me, and she's very patient. She's a very patient woman. And then I also pastor a church, and I am the mayor of my hometown in Shreve. So.
And in your spare time, you do what?
Everything but sleep. I think.
I get it. I get it. Yeah. Well, I just found out, you know, because we've known each other quite a few years now, and for anybody that doesn't know, and I said it in the intro, but you guys took a very generic and unexciting and served its purpose at the time, I guess, website that I had. And years ago, completely refurbished the whole thing. Very nicely, you was very nice about it too. You and Joshua and everybody was very nice to not say, "This really, really sucks, Randy." That was nice of you to say. But I think you couched it in, "I think we can help you be much better." I think it was somewhere. and you did. And I couldn't be more happy with what you guys did with putting it together, keeping me current. And doing the webmaster duties now. So folks, I have a personal friendship and knowledge and business relationship with Josiah and his members of his team. So first class people. I just wanted to throw that out there. And so, you know, one of the things that I really appreciated, and you hit it on when you were talking about your faith and how you got involved and want to help people, is you've got enough companies under your umbrella now that you can offer all these services and all these things that somebody may need from a marketing aspect, but it's still a very small company feel, right? I mean, I can call you, I can text you, and I do. Joshua, you know, a lot of the other people. So that's the beauty of it, is you have all these different tentacles into the world of marketing that you can help anybody, but we can still get right to the owner himself if we want to or need to. And that's something that I really enjoy.
Well, and I would like to think that a lot of that came from interactions with guys like you, Randy. So I know I'm supposed to be talking about myself, but I think all of us, to a large extent, are products of the people that we associate with. And one of the things that I learned early on working with you was a phrase that I'm sure you still use: make it a great day. It's something that I work with, and I try to pass on to the team as well. You know, good things are going to happen, bad things are going to happen. It's a matter of how you handle the circumstance or the situation, as opposed to what the circumstance or the situation is. The same boiling water that hardens an egg softens the noodle. It's about who you are going into it. And if you set out with that mindset of, "I want to make it a great day, I want to add some value to the people that I'm working with," then you're going to at the end. It doesn't mean you're not going to hit potholes or have hiccups along the way, but if you handle them well, then they'll end up being turned into something good rather than something bad.
Oh, I think you're exactly right. And a term that I use, and we talked about it off air before we started, and is, we have those days. I mean, my day has been a great day. A lot of great business stuff going on, my rep agency world, a lot of stuff for next year, writing some articles, doing all the stuff that I love to do. But that doesn't mean I haven't had moments of wanting to throw a glass across the room either, right? Because that's every day. But and I become much better at navigating this great adventure of life when I finally figured out, for the most part, not perfect, but that you can't let 20 minutes of suck become 20 hours or 20 days or 20 months or 20 years, right? It's a moment in time.
Yep.
Just either way, deal with it, whether it's good or bad. And at some point you got to, and I use it. And I know as a pastor, I'm sure you counsel people in your church. What I found that works, and I don't know how we got in this subject, but that's where we go. When we talk, we go where we go.
Sure.
You know what an apothecary shop is, right? Or apothecary wall. You know, it's a wall with all the little drawers.
Yep.
And so in my mind, I have an apothecary shop in my mind. And when I have a problem, once I get rid of it, good or bad, but if it's something I can't fix and it just is what it is, and boy, that just sucked. And I write it on a virtual piece of paper. I fold it up. I walk up the little ladder and I stick it in the top shelf. I lock it in all my mind. I come back down, I go outside, and I drop the key in the grate into the sewer. And so that's my virtual way of going, I'm done with it now. Just done. Right? And I think, and everybody has those ways of dealing with that, but I think the important thing is, I know people that are still worrying about, perseverating over things that happened 23 years ago. I mean, they can tell you the exact time and date it happened. It's like, why do you care? Right?
Yep.
Does that make sense? I mean, am I one of the goofy ones?
No, I think you're one of the ones that lives a lot less shackled by the past than what a lot of people do in society. And the ability to take something, because some situations are never going to be good. It's just the way that it is, right? It's not good now. It wasn't good yesterday. It's not going to be good 20 years from now when you're looking back at yesterday.
Right.
It's not going to change. So what you do is you go, okay, so this is going to tear me down or it's going to strengthen me. And that choice lies solely with me. I can't control the behaviors of other individuals. I can't control how they treat me. I can't control how they view me. But I can be in control of my response to what it is that you've done. And that means on sometimes with certain circumstances, being willing to walk away and let it go and let it die. You can't live in the past. You're not able to go back. I wish you could. If that was the case, a lot of us would have a whole lot of interesting vacations, but we could. Right.
So exactly.
Quit wasting the present, because that is your future. That's it. And like, what we have right now is what we have. We're not guaranteed the next hour. Right. And so why waste our future in the form of our present worrying about something we cannot change that happened yesterday?
Wow. Well said. Well said. And you know, thinking about that line, and the title of our show is Building Wins. And that, when I started it, Wes and I started this, it was for the building industry. Building Wins makes sense, right? And building sales. And that's a lot of what I'm about, but we take it a lot further. I'm about win building, whether it's business wins, personal health and fitness, spiritual, it doesn't matter. Wins are wins, right? And I think that the interesting thing with that, what you were just saying made me think about it again, is if you take that bad, whatever that bad was, extrapolate out of it whatever good you can get, whatever you can learn. It may be nothing better than everything about this really sucked, but I learned a couple things. If you learn one or two things, if nothing else other than, if I'm ever faced with that again, I'll never do that, then you've turned that into a win, right? Only like you said, only if you got to find that capability within yourself to walk away from it now, right?
That's it.
Because take what you learned, and if there's 1% that you learned and 99% that still was just bad, you got to walk away from that 99%. Not easy, right?
No, it's not.
But you got
to
do it.
Yeah, you have to. And if you don't, then what you're doing is sacrificing your future and you're wasting today.
Right.
So, right. And that's where a lot of people are, unfortunately. They get stuck in the past.
So. Exactly. So let's talk about, before we get, because I really want to talk about some marketing and things with you. But so you're the founder of CrossBridge. You've got several other umbrella companies or branches under the big tree there. Tell us a little bit about what y'all do there at Crossbridge.
All right. So Crossbridge Marketing is an agency in somewhat of the traditional sense, right? Which means that we have services like copywriting, SEO work, SEO strategy, SEM. We do social media management, things like that. And we're kind of a one-stop shop. And by that, I mean, we're an outsourced marketing team. So companies big and small will use us as their marketing department, which means they get to make a phone call to their individual account rep, or like you said, whoever it may need to be that's involved in that. You get right to the people that you need, and you make sure that the strategy from the strategy down is taken care of. On the Crossbridge side, we have marketing strategists. When I started the company, I was it for all of the positions that we offered, right? And I've been blessed to be able to build a good team. So we have marketing strategists that'll help create the marketing strategy for you, revise the marketing strategy. And sometimes those strategies are 100 pages plus in length. By the time you get done building those out and figuring out what markets you need to penetrate, where the soft spots are. But the strategy is a part of that. And then all of the tactics come in underneath of that. Strategy. And so that's kind of the Crossbridge side. On the web development side, we have Bird Eye Design. We acquired them several years ago here in our little Berg area of Ohio, Northeast Ohio. We, you know, my company and Bird Eye played tit for tat on who was the largest in our little Tri-County area. And we were blessed enough to acquire them. And so that's been a great addition. In there, we did websites prior to that, obviously, but now we do them underneath the Bird Eye Design nameplate. We also offer video services, photography services underneath that. For those that are maybe needing something that's a little bit more, I'm just getting going, or hey, I'm really well established, I just need an informational site, don't want to invest a lot of time in it. We have Hatch Websites. It's another company that we have. And so that's a little bit of a templated solution that makes a ton of sense for a lot of businesses. And then we also have Orville Printing, and we're a sheet fed print shop, which means we do everything from catalogs to business cards and everything in between. So all of the printing needs that could happen there. And then we also own Troyer Signs, which means we do wide format. So everything from billboards to stadium wraps, all the way down to van wraps, complete vehicle wraps. We handle the print, the install, all the whole nine. It's kind of an overview of the companies that we have underneath Crossbridge.
So in your spare time with all that, wow, that's a lot of stuff. But, and back to Orville, I know this has nothing to do with anything, but correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't that where Smucker's is?
That's right where Smucker's is.
Yeah. Okay. And if you don't know, I'm not, for anybody watching or listening, if you don't know what Smucker's is, I'm not telling you. So there, you go look it up. I mean, I grew up on Smucker's, eating Smucker's. Okay, I'll tell you, it's a jelly, right? Basically,
absolutely,
jam and jellies and stuff. Great, great product. But yeah, it's right there in Orville. Well, that's awesome. So it's really cool how you can offer, like you just said, everything from I just want one little snippet, I want business cards printed. All right, I can do that for you. All the way to the full gambit. You've got pretty much every base covered, right?
Yeah, if it relates to marketing or advertising, and digital advertising is obviously something we do a lot of too. So that encompasses social media ads, native ads, PPC, everything from creating the creative assets that are going to go into that advertising down to running that. We do a lot of hyper targeted stuff. We do geofencing, which means that you could say, hey, we actually had a client tell us this. They said, hey, we have a piece of property with a house on it that would be perfect for this individual. And it was a pro golfer. We want to show our ads just to him. So we geofenced his house, and we showed ads, a specific set of ads, to everybody inside his house. Hmm. And they ended up selling the property to that individual. As a result of the advertising efforts that we put out. So just about anything that touches marketing or advertising, we have a hand in. And I don't mean that from a secondary knowledge. Oh, we've done a little bit of that. We have somebody who's a specialist in that area who's going to be able to take and run with whatever that is. And then if you have a bunch of services with us, obviously we have a marketing strategist that's able to make sure all of those things are being coordinated properly and they're all working in sync with each other.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. So, you know, that made me think. I made a note while you're talking, because I tell people, I should have told you, but when I'm writing notes, I'm not doing crosswords because I get bored with crosswords. That would bore me to death. I'm making notes, but so, and this is always a subject I'd love to hear your take on. So there's market. There's three terms that we hear a lot out there, right? Advertising, marketing, branding. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's others that I'm not thinking of.
Oh, sure.
But those are the big three, right?
Sure.
What's the difference between those?
It's a great question, and it's not one that many people stop long enough to think about, and right. And so that I think that happens in just about every industry. You just notice it a lot more in the marketing industry because marketing touches every industry, right? Marketing, advertising, branding happens everywhere you go. So let's break them down. Advertising, and by the way, you have some marketing guy on here, some advertising guy on here. They're going to argue with me, and that's fine. Like, we should have them on, and we'll debate it back and forth.
That'd be fun to do.
It'd be a lot of fun to do, right? And so the question you just asked me, I've asked some fresh college graduates, and they couldn't answer the question. And they've got a degree in marketing, right? So here's how I'm going to define it. Advertising is one-way communication. Advertising is me taking a message and then attaching that to an arrow and firing it off virtually somewhere. Maybe that arrow comes in the form of a billboard, and that would be what we would refer to as TOMA advertising or top-of-mind awareness advertising. That's a message, right? That's you handing a message to another individual. Maybe it's a billboard, maybe it's a display ad, maybe it's a native ad, maybe it's a video, maybe it's a social media post. But advertising is one-way communication. That is me talking to a prospective or past customer, right? That's advertising. Here's my one-way messaging. Marketing is two-way. Marketing is you having a conversation back to me, right? So the advertising can be on the website, right? So you come to the website and I'm handing you information. That's one-way communication. The minute you reach out to somebody on my team, marketing has happened. That's because now you've given me some information back. You've dropped in your email, you've dropped in your phone number, you've dropped in something to give to me. And now we're in the incubator relationship stage, right? Where that two-way dialogue is happening. So marketing's two-way. And that's the conversation that you have. And you want to be really mindful of your marketing in terms of the conversations you're having. What message are you sending? And then what does that look like across the board in your company, right? Because you may be 100% on point and your secretary may not be. And you may understand what your brand is and how to operate. And you may be great at marketing in those conversations with potential customers, and your team may not be. And so those individuals really hold the reins of your marketing in the organization. It isn't so much the A-level executives that really control where that brand is going to go unless they've got some really rigid guidelines set up. And some companies do. Apple would be a great example of that, right? And those are the word tracks. McDonald's is a great example of that. They force word tracks. Having a great day. Chick-fil-A is another one. It's my pleasure, right? So you can force those things. But that's an example of how marketing happens. And a lot of people are going to come back to those businesses because of the marketing they experience, not necessarily because of the advertising. The advertising will get them to bite. The marketing keeps them coming back. Now, what's a brand? Your brand is nothing more than what comes into your customer's mind about the last interaction they had with you. That's your brand. You want to cut through all the guff of it, and I've been doing this for a long time. That's what your brand is. It isn't your logo. It isn't your single stack logo. It's not your brand guide. Like, all of those things are great. This is my color scheme. This is my tagline. That's not your brand. Your brand is what comes into your customer's mind about the last interaction they had with you. And with you could be your employee, could be your secretary, could be whoever within your organization. Their last encounter with your service or your product, that's your brand. So you want to get your arms around that. That means you have to do some serious marketing to really get some feedback from those customers on your service or on your product.
So, Josiah, that brings up I'm going to go back to something if I don't forget. But
no, go for it.
So, but before I do that, this is kind of we got three, so I don't know, the chicken or the egg thing. So the chicken or the egg or the other egg, what comes first? The advertising, the branding, the marketing, is there a specific order in your mind? My guess is they're ever encompassing with each other on a day-to-day basis, but is there a, is there a starting point, a middle point, and an ending point to that?
So I would agree with you that all of them are very much interrelated with one another. If you're talking about, you know, a new startup, or you're talking about a company that's 30, 40, 50 years old, almost irregardless, if your company's suffering from bad advertising, bad marketing, or bad branding, then you really have to start with the brand. And here's what I mean by that. You have to be willing to sit down and with a blank piece of paper, a blank whiteboard, and go, why am I doing what I'm doing? If I'm selling products, why am I selling this product? What if I'm offering a service, why am I offering this service? And you have to get really honest with yourself as an A-level executive, and it's got to start at the top of the organization. Why am I doing what I'm doing in my business? Why am I offering this product? Why am I offering this service? What is it that I hope to accomplish? Because you're building now in your mind that brand. That's the birthplace of it. It's your mind, your heart. What is the brand? What's the heartbeat? What's the heartthrob of it? Once you have that figured out, you put it all down on paper and you go, okay, this is my brand. This is my company. This is my product. This is my service. Now you have to set that aside and you have to go talk to your people. If you've got employees, you've got a team, go talk to them. Figure out what your brand is in their mind and get them to be really honest about it. And you can't sledgehammer that out of somebody. You have to create an environment where they're free to talk and they're free to disagree with you and they're free to be honest and they know they're not going to get fired or written up over it. Just tell me, who is it that Crossbridge is? Who's Crossbridge? Mm-hmm. Like, why do we exist? Why do we offer services? And let them put that down on paper. Do this with, if you've got a small company, you can do it with everybody. Great. Do it with everybody. But if not, pull in your executive team, your B's and your C's and ask them that question, right? And get them to put that down, because now if there's a discrepancy, you're going to see the discrepancy, and that discrepancy is going to be felt in a ripple effect by every employee down your line and every customer that they touch. Every person that they touch, because your marketing, your advertising are going to be driven by your brand. So you've got to figure out where the disconnect is happening. If you don't have a disconnect with you to your team, great. And figure out whether or not you have a disconnect when it comes to your messaging with advertising, your marketing, and the conversations that are happening. Where are those things? Is there a disconnect there? And so that messaging from the brand should go all the way out, right? And so that's kind of where it would start, as branding drives the other two.
That makes sense. Thank you. That's very helpful. So in thinking about that now, you talked about, and let's dive into the modern era that we live in now of social media. Right. And I guess I'll ask the question before we start. Yeah. Josiah, are you a fan of social media? Do you like it? Do you hate it? It's there, whether we like it or not. How important is it to what we do in our world? What's Josiah Martin's take on social media? Putting you on the spot, right, buddy?
No, not at all. I just want to be careful about how I phrase this, right?
Sure.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. That's going to depend on your industry and your brand. I assume you're talking about the professional, right? And the reason that I hesitate is there's a couple of branches I could go down. Like for instance, if I'm going to put on my pastor's hat for a minute, I don't know that I've seen anything wreak more havoc, damage, and chaos in the lives of people 25, 30 and under than I have social media. It is a destroyer of lives. Sucks them in. Everything's a Snapchat filter. Everything's an Instagram filter. You are comparing what you see in the mirror as a human being to everybody else's highlight reels. And that's a dangerous thing, because that's a comparison game you can't win.
Right.
So on the personal side, can it be beneficial? Absolutely. Do I want to connect with mom and dad and grandma and Aunt Sally and Uncle Max? Absolutely. Right. Does it have a place? Sure. If you're spending 3, 4, 5, 6 hours a day on social media platforms, you're unhealthy as a person. right. So if I'm going to put the pastor's hat on, then I would say absolutely it's good in moderation, all things in moderation. Mm-hmm. When it comes to marketing, I'll put back on the Crossbridge hat for a minute. Is social media good? 100%, depending on your industry. Mm-hmm. And so it really depends on where your ideal customer is hanging out, right? There are a lot of people that get hung up, and a lot of business owners that I've talked to over the years, they get hung up on raw numbers, and they get hung up on vanity numbers, especially. TikTok is massive for that. They hand vanity numbers that are just insane. Twitter, you know, previously, or now X, previously Twitter, used to be bad about that. Facebook's not great about it. The vanity statistics, how many impressions I got. Well, I got 3,000 impressions. Well, 3,000 people scrolled by. How quick did they scroll? Right? Mm-hmm. Like, who's your ideal customer? Where are they hanging out? And why are they hanging out there? And right. And then if I'm going to jump into social media, consistency's got to be huge. If I'm going to do it, I've got to do it consistently. It's and you have to do it almost irregardless of the results that you see initially. So it takes some willpower and you going, like, social media isn't something you're going to dip your toes in the water of. Just stay out of it. It looks worse for your people to come to your Facebook page and see a three-year-old post than it is for them to go, oh, well, I found their website. They're just not on Facebook. Right. Like, so it's really going to be dependent on your industry, whether or not you're B2C, whether or not B2C, whether you're D2C, you know, what does that look like? And so we can jump into any one of those particular rabbit holes, but at a 30,000 foot view, that would be my answer.
Yeah. And no, that's a great answer. And I think you're 100% right. You know, I've often said to anybody that wants to talk about it, that from a business standpoint, forget the personal part, because you're so right. You can go down rabbit holes that are incredibly unhealthy, right? And I really try very hard to stay away from those. Most of everything I do is geared towards building the brand of Randy, right? That's what I'm about. But with that said, it's easy to get sucked in, and I'm old enough to hopefully not get sucked in, but I find myself getting interested in something. And, you know, I go, okay, that's enough of that. Go back to what you're doing, right? But I think your consistency is right. And I really wanted to get into this for a second, because you talked about marketing. And using social media from the marketing standpoint, the two-way communication that you hit earlier, I would love to hear your thoughts on the keeping that communication open using Facebook or using social media. You've got to communicate with those people, because it's more important in my mind. Again, I'm going to say this and I listen to what you have to say, but you kind of touched on it. I don't need number of likes, number of views, number of impressions. I need quality ones within the area that I want to build my brand with. If you're a cosmetic salesman in San Francisco, I don't need you looking at my stuff. Right. Because for what I do and the purpose I use it for.
Yeah.
But if you're a local roofing contractor in Des Moines, Iowa, I would like you to see my stuff. And I think that communication back and forth is pretty important to comment and to make sure. I have a rule of thumb I try to live by. And I'm working on a book, finishing up right now. And I just got done writing a chapter not long ago. And I talked about some of that in there. My rule of thumb is, I view if you make a comment or share something, if you make a comment on a post of mine, or you share a post of mine, I am going to comment. Because if you, Josiah, sitting here in the room with me, said, hey, Randy, that was a really great idea, I wouldn't sit and stare out the window. I would respond to you, right?
Yeah.
And I look at this the same way. If you take a like's one thing, because you might get a certain post, you might get several hundred likes or 1,000 likes.
Yeah.
You can't do all that. But if you take the time to share it, or you take the time to make a comment, I feel like two things. We owe that to that person to have taken that extra effort to do it. And number two, what an opportunity back to marketing, right? It now becomes marketing instead of advertising. Because if I make the post, and correct me if I'm wrong here, I think I'm trying to learn something from you. If I put this post up, I just advertised.
Yep.
But the second you, Josiah, say, hey, that's a really interesting concept, Randy, I didn't think about it that way. And then as soon as that became marketing instantly, right?
That's right.
And then I go, thank you, Isaac. I appreciate that. What did you think about this? Once we start that communication back and forth, right, then all of a sudden it starts drawing other people in to see it and go, they start commenting. That's where the real value is from a marketing branding standpoint, right?
That's 100%. Absolutely. Okay. And you know, the more that the individuals that are higher up in organizations can do that, the better. You know, a piece of advice that you could give to a number of folks that are, because I don't know what size business you currently work with, right? But a lot of the, and we work with some that are massive companies, and we work with mom and pop shops that are 1-2 employees, and there are challenges and advantages to both. You know, the challenges never go away; they just change. But if you have somebody that you're working with, or somebody's tuning into this and they're going, well, you know, that's something that I'm looking to hand off, or that's something that I have handed off, my social media, my communication back and forth. And one of the first things that a lot of entrepreneurs do is they want to go, well, I'm going to hire a receptionist. I'm going to hire a social media person. They're going to hop on. They're going to make the comments. Be really, really careful about who you let on there to do that, because you're giving them control of your brand in the mind of whoever reads that they've commented to, and whoever comes afterwards that reads that conversation. Make sure you've onboarded them right. Even if you're using an agency, make sure that agency onboarded you properly. Make sure you onboarded them properly. Do they understand who you are, what your brand is, the way that you approach things, what makes you unique, the way that you would approach problems when they come up? All of those things matter a ton. So absolutely, it becomes marketing the minute that they comment, the minute that they share it. But it also means that you have an opportunity now to squander that maybe you just let it sit, or maybe somebody hops on there and they're just running with it. Or maybe you found a bot on a TikTok ad that you plugged into your website and they're like, it's going to comment for me. Well, guess what? They're not doing your brand any favor, right? Like now you're costing yourself money. And the most expensive currency in business is your brand. That's the most expensive. It's the most expensive thing you have, because it's the hardest to build. It's the hardest to maintain. And it's oftentimes the easiest to squander. Getting a customer is a dime a dozen. Getting somebody who knows your brand and is willing to advocate for you, those people are priceless. And so be careful about how you squander those opportunities or leverage them. And you can turn into a building win. You've just got to be really cognizant of how you're doing it.
Man, that's good stuff right there. You know, this is a conversation. You've already earned a spot, by the way. You're going to be a return guest, because I do want to be cognizant of your time and our viewers' time. We're going to do some, if you are willing, we'll do some more. Absolutely. Another time, because I really enjoy this conversation, because so many people, they lump those three. I mean, we could have a 3-hour conversation on marketing, branding, and advertising, right? Yeah. I mean, because so many people lump the three together. And if you don't really understand, and I think the key you just hit on is, I think for small businesses, especially at a certain size, you got to do what you do. Sure. But the brand still, if you can do it, unless you're just so, I don't want to say so busy, because I think it's too much an important part to be too busy for this, in my opinion. As much as you can make yourself the brand, right? People want to buy from the person. They want to know people. They want to know the people they're dealing with. And I like identity marketing. I'm a fan of. I think people, they want to see the background. They want to see what's going on. They want to see the opening the package of something exciting. They want to see that. They want to know who's out making a packaging screws in the background someplace. That, you know, people want to see that they're dealing with real people, right? And I think the real high level commercial productions are great, but people want to see just you talking about your product, and because they can see the sincerity. And I'm just a real guy that would, God, I just really love a chance to work with if you see fit, right?
That's right.
I think that goes a long way, is all I'm saying. So,
yeah, no, it definitely does. And authenticity is one of the things that builds trust, and trust is what builds relationships. And if you don't have trust, then you have to have transparency, which is why everybody has all the conversations and asks the hard questions up front before you make a buying decision, right?
Right, exactly.
You have to have transparency, because trust isn't there yet. Right. But as trust gets built, then the transparency can go away, and now all of a sudden we're into a relationship turf. You know, when it comes to smaller or medium-sized businesses, even having to hand off some things, some duties, some responsibilities to other people. And maybe you do have to have a social media manager within your organization. I'm not saying don't. I'm saying that when you hire them, do not turn them loose for 4 to 8 weeks. Don't do it. and you need to have them beside you. If you're the primary one doing that now, right? You're a small business and you go, hey, I've been doing the social media for 10 years and it's been great. That person comes on, you're paying them for 8 weeks. And all they're going to do is watch what you do when it comes to that. That's it. That's their job. Their job's to shadow you because you're the brand. You're the one that has that in your mind. And more is caught than taught when it comes to branding. So just have them shadow you for 8 weeks. Watch how they respond to that. Let them ask you questions. Let them figure those things out. You've got to make them a customer and make them an advocate. You've got to walk them through the process of going, you're a stranger to my business. Now let's pretend you're a customer. At what point are you sold? What mattered to you? Now I want to make you a brand advocate. Once you're a brand advocate, now you can go and do your job, and you're going to help grow our business rather than stifle it. That makes sense?
That makes a lot of sense. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Well, Josiah, thank you so much. I know you got to probably go back and do some social media or
go do something.
Build a website or at least walk back out and let your employees know the big guy's doing something. I mean, that's kind of important too, right? Well, thanks for coming on today. I will see you for coffee soon, you and I. I'm
looking forward to it. I can't
wait. Me as well. If you want, you might even bring Joshua along. That's probably be okay.
Yeah, we'll let him
take along. We'll let him take along. Well, great. Hey, I appreciate you being on, my friend, and appreciate all you do.
All right. Thank you much, Randy.
All right. We'll chat soon. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
All right. There we go, folks. My good friend, Josiah Martin, Crossbridge Marketing, and all his other brands that he talked about. Really seriously, if you need that kind of work, man, I can't recommend him enough. He's done an incredible job, his team, for me. And anyways, hope that made sense. And I hope you really got something out of that marketing, branding, and advertising conversation, because I know that's an area that I do a fair amount of this stuff, and I still don't always think about it the right way. So I think it's a good reminder for us to have those conversations. But anyway, here we are, another of a rack and stack again out of the way. And it was a wonderful show, a great guest as always. And you know what I'm just doing is loving what I do and doing what I love. And I hope you're doing the same thing, because you get one time on great planet Earth to live it, love it, own it. And while you're at it, go make today your best day ever. Till tomorrow. Let's go. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live.
You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.